When Bliss and I start talking with someone who's come to our office for long-term care planning, we ask them first, why are you here? What can we do for you? What we hear most often and almost always is, well, we want to find a way to pay for long-term care for mom or dad. What we hear second most often, and in most cases, is we want to protect the home. Or less often, we want to protect the farm or the ranch. So that's why we're here today, to talk to you about strategies for protecting the home, the farm, or the ranch, mineral rights, all these real property assets that our clients are extremely concerned about. I'll be discussing the basic rules of the Texas Medicaid program having to do with real property and homes in particular, and then Bliss will share some research we've done on specific issues concerning business property and mineral rights and a new rule we have protecting any property that's off any real property that's offered for sale. We're going to leave a few minutes at the end for questions, so jot down your questions and be sure and ask us at the end of our discussion today. Let me point out one error that's my error in the materials. There is an Appendix C, but it doesn't show up in the table of contents. So you might just write in at the end of the table of contents, Appendix C. We've given you our sample revocable trust as a grantee of a Lady Bird deed that we found real useful, and we'll be talking about that. Okay, let's begin on page one, and I will explain that in the Medicaid world, an asset that counts, unless an exemption applies, is called a resource. We've alluded to this today. The special needs trust discussion talked in terms of resources. That's what we mean. If you're not familiar with that, you need to know that when we talk about resources, what we're talking about is assets that count in the Medicaid world.